Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
I'd like to introduce Nicole Russell, who is the Communications Officer for Calibre Audio Library. Hi, Nicole.
Hi there, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, all raring to go for Sight Village in a few months' time.
Yeah, so we're talking to Nicole as part of our countdown to Sight Village 15 this year. So, Nicole, would you like to give us a little bit of an overview of Calibre and maybe a little bit of the history behind it?
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, Calibre Audio Library is a service which provides audiobooks for people who are unable to read print, and that can be because of sight loss or dyslexia, or even if people can't actually hold a book. We were founded over 40 years ago by three women, and one of those women had a son called James who was visually impaired, and they decided to record a book for him. He was in hospital and had just come out, and he was, you know, a young lad, and he was getting a bit bored. And the first book was Anne of Green Gables. And then other parents with visually impaired children heard about what they were doing, and we started to record more and more books and got bigger and bigger. I think 40 years ago we had 12 members and 10 books, and now we've got over 15,000 members and 8,000 books. So we've grown quite a lot over those 40 years.
You definitely have. That's very impressive, and a great number of books as well. Mm-hmm. What formats are the books available in? Is it mainly CDs, or is it on memory sticks, or...?
We have MP3 CDs, we have memory sticks, which are very popular with all age ranges, because many people have their talking newspapers on memory sticks, so they're very familiar with this particular technology, and even the talking newspapers may even supply them with a player. But we also have streaming, whereby you can listen live to our books via the internet, and again, that is a very popular part of our service, especially if people want to listen to our books on the move or if they're on holiday, and that seems to be an increasing trend with people, you know, the members that we that like to listen to our books.
Just on that as well, Nicole, do you only offer streaming, or is there a download service available yet from Calibre?
Not at the moment, but that is something that we are hoping to do in the future. We want to ensure that whichever provider that we choose, their service is totally accessible and easy to use for people with visual impairment. And that's really our priority at the moment. So we need to find that person or that provider, and then we will actually offer that service.
What sort of books? Obviously fiction, because Anne of Green Gables was first, but do you also do non-fiction and other genres?
Yes, we do. We have 60 different categories of books. So we have a very wide selection of non-fiction books. So biographies, history books, travel books, books about transport. So it really caters for all kinds of tastes. Our fiction titles range from the very latest bestsellers to the classics such as Dickens and Austen. And with our older members, family sagas are very popular. But we also have about 1,500 titles for children, key stage 1 to 4. Again, all the kind of latest bestsellers there. But we also offer personal, social and health education books. So books about sex education, books about body image, about kind of issues around substance abuse, all that type of thing. So it's a very wide range. But I think the thing that we're most proud about is that although 50% of our books we will buy commercially, because we have to under disability copyright legislation, the other 50% of books we record ourselves. So effectively, we're a major producer of books, and this allows us to enable our members to access books which they wouldn't otherwise be able to access. And that's, we're really quite passionate about that. And also all the big prizes, the Bailey's Prize that's coming up, the Costa Prize, and all the children's awards, we will try to ensure that we can get those books. We'll either buy them commercially, we'll pre-order them, or we record them ourselves, because our members want to have the latest fiction, and we're really proud of what we do in that particular sphere.
That is brilliant, because for children today, it's such a big issue, isn't it, to be able to have the books at the same time as their sighted peers.
Yes, absolutely. And also to be able to, you know, chat about characters, whether it's, you know, Artemis Fowl, whether it's Harry Potter, or one of the latest Jacqueline Wilson, you know, kind of characters. You know, people want to, you know, youngsters want to talk about that. And many of them belong to book clubs, or they have special classes within school, and then they can participate in that. So it's really important that, you know, we provide those books for them. And we've certainly heard from our children, both those who have visual impairment and those who have dyslexia, that they're often told that they are the best read children in the class, because they get very passionate about their books. And I think in audio terms, they can also find things within the book that, if perhaps they were reading from a print book, they may not be able to find. There may be a kind of nuance of words that they understand. So I think audio is a very important tool in the learning process.
So one of the reasons we're speaking to you is obviously regarding Sight Village this year. And what will people expect if they come and visit yourselves this year at Sight Village?
Well, the most important thing for us is that we raise the awareness of what Calibre do, so people can come along and we can, you know, tell them the kind of books that we have, the kind of players that we can offer if people want a complete membership package. We'll also be demonstrating our streaming service as well. Whenever we're at an event, whether it be Sight Village or even a smaller event, we will email or send letters to our members to invite them to come along and, you know, to talk about the service that we're providing. And it's always lovely to meet our members, and our director, Michael Lewington, will be there as well. And we get good feedback from them about the service. And if there's things that we need to improve on, they will tell us, and we'll take that back and we'll act on that. So it's a complete one-stop shop for Calibre for us, really.
One thing I'm just thinking as well is, what is availability like? If a person wants a particular book, is there quite a lot of copies of each book available, or could they end up waiting a while for it?
No, we make a lot of copies of each of the books, and we had a huge demand for 50 Shades of Grey, mainly from ladies over 75, but that's another story. And we made lots of copies. What we say to people is quite a few people make their own reading list, which is absolutely fine. Just in case that book isn't available, we say choose a category that you might like, detective and mystery, so we can always pop a book in the post to them, or you know, they can stream. So they've always got a book you know, available to them. But we don't really have a problem. You know, if people want a book, we have enough copies on the whole for them to access it and enjoy the books.
Okay, I was still asking that purposely because, don't know if you're aware, we do have the VI Talk Book Club, which recently launched. So, you know, if people are Calibre members and a book comes up, obviously they can contact you, and hopefully you could turn that book round quite quick so they can listen to it within our allotted time.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, when people send their books back, it's, for instance, you know, Memory Stick, the memory sticks are wiped and then the new book is put on, and we try and get that book out either that afternoon or the following day. So it's really, really important. And if we have bad weather expected, you know, like at Christmas, then it's all hands to the decks all the directors, the executive management team, everybody is in the library to ensure people, you know, have their books, because we have a number of members who are fairly elderly, and they're listening to their books is a lifeline for them. That is their main activity. It's really important that they have, you know, books readily available that they can listen to, and we ensure that they get the books for them to enjoy.
That's brilliant. So it really is a team effort, all the management and everything getting involved. That sounds great.
And sometimes, some afternoons, if you ring up and you hear a more mature Scottish voice, that, a male voice, that could be our director, Michael.
Wow. Talking to the boss.
Yes, absolutely. And people can meet him at Site Village as well and have a chat too.
We were talking about the VI Talk Book Club, but you have book clubs yourself, don't you, within Calibre? Do you want to tell us a little bit about those?
Yes, certainly. I mean, we have over 80 book clubs across the country, ranging from, you know, Scotland down to Cornwall. And it's very important that, you know, people can have access to our books. It's our own recorded books. We have over 500 titles. And people can choose those books. We send out a list, or we can, you know, email, and then the group leader will decide, you know, which particular books that people would like to read. There is a cost for that. People can choose up to 10 titles per year, you know, X amount of copies. And for instance, if there are 5 copies, that would be £75 plus VAT per year. But it's a very popular service, and you know, we get a lot of feedback from book groups, and it's not just about the books. It's about the social interaction. People come out, you know, have a cup of tea, discuss the book, bit of cake. There always seems to be cakes involved with book clubs. I think it might be the same with the VI book club as well. It's a very important, you know, part of the service that we provide.
So people actually get together physically. They actually go and meet physically somewhere and to talk about the books.
Yes, they do. I mean, people are meeting in libraries. They're meeting, you know, at community centres. Sometimes in their own home, and you know, just enjoying talking about books. And in fact, I went to a meeting recently, the Princess Risborough Book Club. They meet in the library, and they're talking about a James Herbert book, and it was so interesting listening to people and their perceptions of the book and the different themes that people were picking up. And it was quite a lively debate, actually. But it was good, and you know, we're really pleased that we can actually provide that service as well.
That's brilliant. So it's not just about reading books, it's about making new friends as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How do people get in touch with you, Nicole, if they want to find out more, or perhaps they can't go to Site Village and they want to join? How can they do that?
Okay, well, they can give us a call on 01296 432 339 or email us inquiries@calibre.org.uk. We've got our website too, www.calibre.org.uk. If people are interested in joining, it's a one-off fee, there's no subscription, of £35 for adults or £20 for children. Or if people maybe are not sure if audiobooks are the thing for them, then we offer a 12-week free trial period. We can send people out one book at a time, either CDs or USBs or a combination of both, and they can try streaming. And then if it's right for them at the end of that period, they can just pay the joining fee and they're away. It's a very simple service, and there's always our great membership services team on the end of the line. You won't get a machine, you'll be pleased to know, unless it's about 5 o'clock when you call us, and then you might get our answering machine. But there's always a person at the end of the phone, and we're really pleased that we can offer that kind of really special service.
Well, if you are at Site Village, obviously do pop in and have a little talk to the guys on the stand. Obviously, also ring up if you do want to join, or if you, you know, you want to find out about one of the book clubs, give them a call as well. And we want to thank you very much, Nicole, for spending some time telling us all about Calibre and the services you provide.
Thank you very much, and thanks very much indeed for inviting me today, and thank you for you for providing you know, a really a great service as well.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.